28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine. Thanks for the KKK, for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church-going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for Kill a Queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory aid. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arm. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
President Donald J. Trump have to be thankful for? You are the ones who should be thankful for my incredible hands that can draw a tremendous turkey just perfectly. Never before in the history of, like, forever have presidential hands been capable of so much. These hands have been places, let me tell you. Just ask Billy Bush. Vote for Roy Moore, by the way. A molester who totally denies is my kind of candidate, believe me. And be thankful these hands sign tremendous executive orders and will sign a tax cut for the people of America first, death tax truckers, because what about Crooked Hillary? Right, Jeff Sessions? Oh, I see you're drawing around your tiny hands now, Jeff.
Yes, Mr. President, I am. News accounts have refreshed my memory and recollected me that I may have possibly seen a turkey before. I resent the implication that I ever said I have never not seen a turkey, because I have and have not.
Whatever, Jeff. All I know is America has so much to be thankful for thanks to the incredible Trump hands, the likes of which the world before has never seen.
Yes, Mr. President. Happy Trumpsgiving, sir.
Happy Trumpsgiving, you slippery little hillbilly. Gobble, gobble.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows. Amen. Let's eat.
And the pilgrims and the Native Americans gave thanks that day. But not the turkey, because he knew this was as good as it was gonna get. Because today's turkeys spend their lives living on top of each other, feasting in their own poop, pumped full of drugs and stuff to make them grow really big, really fast.
Then they get hung upside down by their feet as they head off to a death so cruel and painful, it makes their miserable life seem like a holiday. The end. Oh, you get smallpox.
Thanksgiving by Donald Trump Jr. The Pilgrims, led by my father Donald, first arrived in America in 1621, nearly 100 years ago. Back then, immigrants were good, because they were us. We landed in Taxachusetts on something called Plymouth Rock. Eric hit his head pretty hard on it and hasn't been the same since, but we all agreed it was funny. It was here my family first encountered the Indians. SJWs might try to tell you it's Native Americans, but that's fake news. Sad. The winter was cold and unforgiving. Every day was a fight for survival. Except for my father, who spent that time in Florida. It was very brave of him. Eventually, spring came and we were able to plant crops and hunt for food. Dad skipped out on the hunting because of his bone spurs. He's more of a supervisor. After a prosperous summer, fall arrived, and we were able to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Except for Eric, whose hot dog tree sadly never grew. But otherwise, we were ready for the harvest. When the townspeople saw the feast that was prepared, my dad was too embarrassed to admit that it was a midnight snack, so he invited our friends and family along with some of the Indians who worked at his casino. And that is the story of the 1.5 million people who showed up to my father's first Thanksgiving.
English Puritan separatists set sail on the Mayflower. After founding Plymouth Colony, they forged a treaty with the Wampanoag tribe. A year later, the Pilgrims held a great feast honoring the Native Americans who helped them. Soon, shiploads of settlers were arriving on the shores of the New World. These Pilgrims had no problem seizing the natives' land and capturing slaves. Then in 1637, the Pilgrims attacked the Pequot Nation, slaughtering 700 men, women, and children on what is now the site of the Foxwoods Resort and Casino. The colony's governor declared a day of Thanksgiving. Eventually, the Wampanoag chief led an uprising against the settlers. Thousands more Native Americans died, and the chief was decapitated, and his head was displayed in Plymouth Colony for 25 years. And that's why we put marshmallows on sweet potatoes.
Okay, I'm so pumped. Oh, go away! flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, the third. There's no parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Crashing to the earth right in front of us.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Happy November times. Thanksgiving specials. And probably should just come right off the bat and say this show may be potentially offensive to some members listening in our dangling audience. So listener discretion is advised. And that includes the music as well as the humor. So, or the lack thereof. Because I'm Dr. Furious. And we do this every Thursday night. And we've been doing this Thursday night crazy Spanksgiving slash the day before Black Friday, Black Friday Eve. We like to send out some important notes about specials relating to how not to get trampled, stampeded on your way to corporate capitalism. And then we also have fun music, which we get to kind of play around with and, you know, look at, listen, make it go backwards. Yeah, slow it down, and then play some fun, crazy sounds, old school stuff, WKRP, and who knows what else. William Burroughs talking about Thanksgiving, and we also have Mark Fourier, some other fun stuff from Funny or Die. So anyway, if you want to learn more about the show and how what we do. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you can learn all about the old shows. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, and we're going to do what we do here. So thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. You can always do what you need to do by listening or supporting us at WCOMFM.org. There's lots of cool ways to kick in and help out. In fact, right now, we have I'm sitting here looking at a $5,000 check that the station earned. So thanks to DJ Ernie and DJ Art and all the other fun folks out there that make this happen, DJ Smooth Jazz, and holding down the fort here. So I'm doing my part, Furious style, Thursday night. So hopefully you're digesting whatever organic, hormone-free, non-violent food you can consume, and this won't be any more irritating than it necessarily needs to be. But it might need to be, because this is a really effed up holiday when you really peel back the surface. So we're going to talk about some of the problems with not just this particular Spanksgiving times, but also especially Black Friday and crazy consumerism. Tomorrow, some folks call Black Friday, we call it Buy Nothing Day. That means try and go all day and buy nothing. You can check out Buy Nothing Day. Go to just Google it. It's a part of Adbusters, who were the folks behind a lot of the anti-W2O organizing that we did back in the 90s. They were also behind a lot of the work to fight with the 1% and held up that whole part of Occupy World. So anyway, go check out Buy Nothing Day and see how you can unplug for a day while the rest of the world is just swirling around the tube of consumption. And hopefully we can save it if we can. What beautiful parts remain. I'm going to have fun with this little beautiful part here. It's a cool micro-powered non-commercial radio station. Crazy cool beats. I'm furious.
More than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world. A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 23 is Buy Nothing Day.
All right, so that was an advert from Adbusters. It's an anti-consumerist organization, and Darren Fleet is one of the leaders of the campaign. He joins me live from Vancouver. Darren Fleet, what is the problem with Black Friday? Isn't it just a harmless holiday tradition in the US?
Well, what's wrong with Black Friday? Let's count the ways similar to counting down to Christmas. I would say the ultimate issue is that it's sort of this consumer shopping orgy, if you will. Like, I don't know if there's any other way to describe it. And it's kind of the ultimate symbol of a broader culture of consumerism.
Friday shopping mania when it comes to Black Friday. The Black Friday frenzy, in some cases, it did turn violent.
Friday is almost gone, but if you think everyone was in the shopping mood today, think again. There is a growing movement aimed at buying less, or as this ad points out, nothing at all.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world.
Buy time. Buy dreams. Buy silence. Buy identity. Buy status. Buy quality time. Buy friends. Buy romance. Buy intimacy. Buy security. Buy space. Buy vision. Buy Christmas spirit. Buy salvation. Buy knowledge. Buy opinions. Buy health. Buy youth. Buy color. Buy reflection. Buy shoes. Buy nothing day.
Behind the ad is urging a boycott on shopping for the entire holiday season. The man behind the drive is Kalle Lawson, editor-in-chief of Adbusters magazine. He joins us live from Vancouver, British Columbia. Welcome.
Yes, hi. I should point out that the ad you just saw, we were not able to buy any airtime on MTV, Fox, ABC, NBC, or CBS for that ad.
Well, why do you think that is?
Because I think that they want to generate as much consumption as they can during the Christmas shopping season, and they don't like dissenting voices like this coming on.
No, we make our money off of advertisements, so we want the money too. But
yes.
Do you really think portraying consumers as pigs is an effective way to get people to stop buying so much?
Yes, I think so.
That underlies very much all of North American culture and pretty much almost all of the West, and it's the example that we've set for the world, and unfortunately a lot of the world now wants to follow that, and I think, as I said, Black Friday is kind of the big symbol of that.
Rushed to the scene of a shooting at a Walmart.
For over 30 years, America's largest selling brand of turkey has been Butterball.
You know, when it comes to entertaining our friends, we sometimes get so involved in the details of the event that we feel like we're on the sidelines looking in.
The worst Black Friday disasters. Woman pepper sprays crowd to get Xbox games. In 2011, in a Porter Ranch, California Walmart, a woman deliberately pepper sprayed people surrounding an Xbox game display. 20 people were struck in the face and needed medical attention on the scene. Although really do listen to your message, you get the impression that, Black Friday is this tradition and people are going to go out and shop till they drop, particularly in a recession hit time when the bargain prices are there to be had, the bargain goods are there to be snapped up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know how many people are going to participate. There's not really any way of quantifying that. But what I can say is I think when I see those types of images of people kind of running through the door to just latch onto a product that they wouldn't normally be able to afford, I think it's sad for me to see that, because I understand that goods are becoming more expensive for the average North American, and yet there doesn't seem to be a connection between the out-of-reachness of those goods, the low wages that people make, and the type of consumption that fuels that race to the bottom that is leading to what I think I'm seeing on the screens is kind of peak consumerism and kind of the beginning of the end of what we thought would be the dream of a consumer-based economy.
This film will show you how. A good consumer is always buying new products. When he is not buying, he is working hard, earning money so that he can fund future consumption. Remember, the golden rule of consumption is to concentrate on buying the things that you want as opposed to the things that you really need. And there are lots of organizations working hard to ensure your shopping list is full. A good consumer follows fashion. Magazines and newspapers on a regular basis. They will keep you abreast of new trends and help you to decide which new products are best.
This Buy Nothing Day that we started back in 1992, it's had a meteoric rise.
Game of the Year edition for PC and consoles.
Countries around the world. So today in the United States of America, when millions of people were going and shopping like crazy, there were a few million other people around the world who didn't buy a single thing.
Oh, it's so hard to believe. Kali, I mean, Black Friday is like a tradition. People love to go out on this day and shop. We absolutely love it. Why do you want them to quit shopping?
But think about it. After this very spiritual holiday of Thanksgiving, why is it that our culture is somehow then requiring us to go out the next day and max out on our credit cards and buy probably more than we need to buy? I think that what those people who, those millions of people who went shopping today, I think what they're missing is they don't quite understand the consequences of their consumption, because overconsumption has ecological consequences. Overconsumption is in some sense the mother of all our environmental problems.
Oh, come on, environmental problems?
Yes, environmental problems. Every single purchase that you make has some kind of an impact on the planet, and we, the rich 1 billion of the people on the planet, are now consuming 86% of all the goods in the global marketplace, leaving a lousy 14% for the rest of the 5 billion people on the planet, and then we wonder why it has ecological, psychological, and political consequences. I believe that overconsumption in the rich countries of the world is one of the root causes of terrorism.
What about the argument that, given we're in tough economic
times, consumption-based? Sorry.
Sure. What about the argument that right across the world, given the current state of the world economy, there is an argument that actually you need to encourage people to spend to get economic growth? And I guess a lot of the retailers, Walmart included, rely on these particular times of year. Those sales, many of them would struggle.
This is a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. As I mentioned before, we live in an era called the God of Growth, and essentially, in ecological terms, this is complete insanity that people in the West and I think around the world are given the choice between A, help the environment or support a different type of social economy where people are paid more to produce goods, or hyper-consume. So basically we're given this option of live a five planet lifestyle or starve and die on the street. And I think that's a dichotomy that shouldn't exist and doesn't have to exist. The reality is we don't have to have this type of economy, and we don't have to have this type of hyper-consumption that it needs to survive. I think of this economist Kenneth Boulding, who said, this is a paraphrase, but basically anyone who believes that infinite growth can go on forever on a finite planet is either a madman or an economist.
Released their list of the top 100 pizza toppings, and number one might not surprise you. It's cheese.
Apologies, Jill. We have to cut off that very important story with this news. Everyone knows the dancing girls emoji, but Apple is under fire for rumors that they're not just friends, but satanic lesbians.
Sorry, Jim. We have some breaking news. Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos has pled guilty.
Sorry, Jill. We're going to cut you out because of some more breaking news. We've all heard of Mario, but Super Mario?
On some of the best deals. This one, we can't get enough of this video. Using what looks like a stun gun on another bargain hunter, and ABC's Rob Nelson has been following this all. It's a question, Rob, has Black Friday gone a bit too far?
I think most people would say yes. Good morning, guys. It seems to be a new part of our holiday tradition, people whipping out their smartphones and cameras to grab footage of all that Black Friday chaos this year. No exception.
Prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arm. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
BrandSmart stampede on senior citizen. In 2005, hundreds of people pummeled through doors in complete mob mentality zone, without any care or remorse for those being trampled around them. That's what happened to a 73-year-old who was stampeded on again and again.
Say the woman used the pepper spray during a confrontation and sprayed other customers as well. At least 10 people had to be treated for minor injuries, and police say it was caused by rapid crowd movement.
Say. Men, it is acceptable for you to follow fashion too. Don't be embarrassed to follow the same routines as your partners. You'll know when you are falling behind on fashion because you will begin to look out of place. You will begin to feel as if you no longer fit in. The consequences of this can be devastating, not just for the economy, but for your own well-being. A good consumer avoids falling out of fashion at all costs. Remember, follow fashion. Household brands are your friends. Their factories work around the clock to ensure that the shops are stocked full of things for you to buy. Brands are such efficient producers that the choices are endless. Choice is good. But if you find that choice bewildering, you can trust your favorite brands to make the choice for you. They know what's best. You can repay the brands by advertising their logos on your chest. Remember, trust in brands. The good consumer does not wait to replace her possessions when they wear out. She upgrades at the first opportunity she is given. Never attempt to repair things when they break. Buy new versions instead. The good consumer never shares his possessions with others. It is better that we all buy the same things for ourselves. Consumption is good for the environment. The more you consume, the more you can recycle. The good consumer works hard to earn the money that he spends, but we cannot all earn enough to keep up. Borrow money if you begin to fall behind. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to things that you deserve. Treat your children. Teach them to cherish their brands. Remember, they are the consumers of tomorrow. Remember, You are worth the money. We are all under pressure to become the best consumers that we can possibly be, and it is normal for this pressure to cause anxiety.
With brawls, bullet holes, even a stun gun, all captured on video as America's biggest shopping day once again came with a violent side. Black Friday bedlam once again took over America's malls and department stores. Perhaps the most alarming is this footage from inside a Philadelphia mall, where two women began brawling at 2:30 in the morning, one eventually pulling out a taser. You can hear the crackle of the stun gun. And watch as the sparks fly. And check out this brawl from inside a Texas Walmart as two women battle for a TV set. Police eventually throwing one woman to the floor and cuffing her. The situation also came to blows in this parking lot of a California Walmart. Security expert J.R. Roberts says stores taking extra steps to lure in big crowds are not always taking extra steps for security.
I love it.
An Elmo doll. What's the harm in that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you make it sound so nice, but you know, if we consume 86% and we leave only 14% for the rest of the 5 billion people on the planet, how do you think that makes them feel?
Negative attitude to infect others. The strength of the system relies on the confidence of consumers. At the first sign of depression, the good consumer visits the high street for retail therapy. Remember, consume for happiness. Your role in society is to consume. Without consumerism, our beautiful way of life will surely collapse.
Is saying the private sector is the only way to go. Government can't get it done. In fact, didn't we just see an example of the private sector at work just this past week?
Pull out your credit cards. Black Friday's here.
Black Friday bedlam.
Crowds are mauling each other.
Ugly scenes.
Frenzied shopping led to fistfights.
People slugging it out right in the middle of the aisle.
Bashes, bruises.
One eventually pulling out a taser. You can hear the crackle of the stun gun.
Yeah. Just something about the holidays. Reminds us how we like to gather with our loved ones around the crackle of a stun gun. My nuts roasting on the floor of a Costco. Guard dogs ripping at my face. But the deal I got on these set of pants, totally worth it. That's just Philly, though, man. We all know that's a little spirited.
In Texas, pepper spray was unleashed on the shoppers.
Well, that's Texas. They put hot peppers on everything now.
In Virginia, police say there was a stabbing.
Well, that's Virginia. You know that Virginia is for stabbers. All right, so maybe Black Friday wasn't the best for customers, but to be fair, the workers had it worse.
In locations across the country, workers protested against the expanded holiday hours. Walmart was a particular target. Some employees of America's largest civilian employer picketed outside an Ontario, California Walmart. A man dressed as Santa Claus was arrested as part of the protest.
Oh my God. How bad does your organization have to be for Santa to be protesting your labor conditions? The man runs an elf sweatshop. He's got him working all hours. He's paying him in candy canes. God forbid you don't want to make toys anymore. You want to be a dentist. Oh, no. Can't do that. Can't be a dentist. Got to make toys. By the way, if you were thinking you could skip all that by staying home and shopping at Walmart.com, think again.
So much traffic, its website temporarily crashed.
Do not allow your negative attitude to infect others. The strength of the system relies on the confidence of consumers. At the first sign of depression, the good consumer visits the high street for retail therapy. Remember, consume for happiness. Your role in society is to consume. Without consumerism, our beautiful way of life will surely collapse.
Good evening. In less than an hour, I will be joining other women from around town, and we will be participating in the earliest Black Friday ever in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should bring new meaning to all of us today.
Is that the monologue for Independence Day?
Yes, Nate. Parts of it.
Okay.
Duty calls me to Target, where I will be punching other women. Women that I have probably taken yoga with. All for the chance of getting that last $89 Wii.
Mommy, I don't need a Wii.
Well, you say that now. But on Christmas Day, if you don't have the Wii, you will unleash a tornado of anger on all of us.
You're right.
I think you might be overreacting, Rebecca.
How many Black Fridays have you participated in, Nate?
None.
So you don't know what it is like to sit in the electronics department of a Walmart holding a woman so badly beaten and bruised that she's begging you to break her neck.
That never happened.
Well, it could, and I'm prepared for it.
Daddy, will Mommy go to jail?
Honey, all laws are suspended on Black Friday.
Can I have Brave and Madagascar 3?
Brooklyn, please, for the love of God.
No! No! At least she has the balls to be honest. Sweetheart, if I have to rip out the heart of another woman or even child, I'll get you those DVDs.
Yay!
You all get everything you want. Nate, you are going to get your Mr. Beer home brewing kit. Dad, I know you want that Magellan Roadmate. And Mom, I have a direct route to the Jacqueline Smith jewelry.
No one makes a teardrop necklace like Jacqueline Smith.
That's right, Mom. And what will you do if you don't get that teardrop necklace?
I'd run away.
That's right, you would. But I am not going to let that happen. I actually pity those poor women that I'm going up against. By God, I do.
Chaos.
But with Black Friday shopping numbers on the rise, videos showing off chaos now seem as customary as the turkey dinner.
Oh, happy holidays, everybody. As crazy as all of that video is, though, let's keep a little perspective in all of this.
So this idea that you have to consume in order to survive at the level that we do is actually complete insanity. The reality is if we consume at the way we are going to die.
Entertaining is taking something of yourself and sharing it with others. And so, while we have these moments together, I'd like to share with you all those things that I've learned to help make your holiday one that you will remember for years to come.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area.
Greatest betrayal. Of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Continue throughout the morning. While shoppers in West Michigan hit the stores without much incident, there's been some issues around the country in
When the doors opened at a North Buffalo Target store at 4 a.m. Friday morning, the crowd waiting outside turned into a chaotic mob. We can hear a man yelling bloody murder for help. Once he escapes the entrapment of the stampede, we can see the amount of pain he had to endure beneath the soles of everyone's shoes. The Del Amo Fashion Center balloon disaster. In 2006, the Delamo Fashion Center in Torrance dropped 500 gift certificate balloons down to the ground floor towards the unexpected 2,000 savage people. As you can imagine, the 1 in 4 chance of actually catching a balloon caused a wave of injuries, resulting in a senior citizen being treated for critical injuries in a hospital.
Friday shopping mania is when it comes to Black Friday.
The Black Friday frenzy, in some cases, it did turn violent.
Consume. Consume something now.
Stun gun on another bargain hunter named...
Thanksgiving tradition, Black Friday, and the chaotic frenzy that comes with it. Crowds inside this Walmart in Houston, Texas, literally throwing themselves on top of discounted TVs, and police officers having to step in to break up the brawl. And on your mark, this shop says it all. A sea of humanity outside Macy's flagship store here in New York, counting down the minutes till the doors opened. And when they did, these scenes played out across the country as shoppers lined up for deals here at a mall in San Francisco. But it wasn't chaos everywhere.
Friday sales, including a Walmart customer who died in a fight over a parking space. In Reno, a Walmart shopper was shot and killed just minutes after Black Friday doorbusters began on Thursday night. Officials say the gunman and his victim were fighting over a parking spot. A 20-year-old New Jersey man was shot and killed around 1 a.m. at Hamilton Mall in Mays Landing in the parking lot next to Macy's, but it's unclear what led up to the shooting there. And on Thanksgiving night in Tennessee, a man was shot and wounded in front of Memphis's Wolf Chase Galleria Mall. Witnesses said the suspect fired several shots in the parking lot and then sped off in a red Ford Mustang.
TV, sunset shit done changed. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bad bitch, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sensor, baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere, everywhere I go, they say graduation. Young nigga, graduation, yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben, Ben Franklin. Cash. Big rings, champagne. Champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes. Get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle. Top Hunter and Post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Huncho Houdini is gone.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
Need a father who's a role model. Not some horny geek boy who's gonna spray his shorts whenever I bring a girlfriend home from school. What a lame-o. Someone really should just put him out of his misery.
My name is Donald Trump. This is my White House. This is my golf course. This is my life. I'm 71 years old, and in less than a year, I'll be dead.
Mr. Trump would like a hamburger to go.
Hamburger to go.
Hamburger to go.
Hamburger to go.
Of course, I don't know that yet. And in a way, I'm dead already.
I have a very good brain, and I've said a lot of things.
Oh, look at me, yanking my putt in the shower. Wow, what a glamour hammer. Hey, sperm, you're fired. This will be the high point of my day. It's all downhill from here.
I don't feel he insulted the Mexicans.
That's my wife, Melania.
He said illegal immigrants.
See the way the Emilio Pucci overcoat matches the cobalt blue Louis Vuittons? That's not an accident, believe me. That's our vice president, Mike. And that's his mother, Karen.
We are a normal family, okay?
Between us, he's a total Jesus freak.
My faith became my own when I made a personal decision to trust Jesus Christ during the spring of my freshman year in college.
Oh, man. I get exhausted just watching Melania pack for our trips. She picked out a special outfit for Duterte, blood red. Rodrigo's a great guy.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million drug addicts. I'd be happy to slaughter them.
Melania wasn't always like this. She used to be happy. We used to be happy. My daughter Ivanka, only child. There's a few others out there that I know of. Some Tiffany person, but Ivanka. Ivanka is a pretty typical piece of ass. I mean daughter. Angry, insecure, confused. I wish I could tell her that's all gonna pass, but I don't want to lie to her.
If being complicit is wanting to be a force for good and to make a positive impact, then I'm complicit.
It's the country during Black Friday sales.
I don't know what it means to be.
Including a Walmart customer who died in a fight over a parking space. In Reno, a Walmart shopper was shot and killed just minutes after Black Friday doorbusters began on Thursday night. Officials say the gunman and his victim were fighting over a parking spot. A 20-year-old New Jersey man was shot and killed around 1 a.m. at Hamilton Mall in Mays Landing in the parking lot next to Macy's, but it's unclear what led up to the shooting there.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carboro. Hey everybody, this is Micro Power Community Based Radio with Dr. Furious, and I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We are rocking out and punching Black Friday in the face, giving Black Friday a big fat black eye tomorrow with Buy Nothing Day, of course. So help avoid the insanity of apocalyptic environmental destruction, as well as corporate overlords getting their red checks turned black on Friday. So help us out. Buy nothing tomorrow and the next day, probably, if you can. In fact, I challenge folks to take the year-long challenge. Try to buy nothing new. You can buy some old used stuff and, of course, food and maybe some undies. But try to go a year without buying anything new. I dare you. It's not as hard as it sounds. We got some cool thrift shops around it. Oh, I should also say this is WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carboro, and I do this every Thursday. It's part of the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can learn all about our revolutionary radio broadcasts over the past two decades as being part of the longest running DJ here at WCOM. To mention part of the Southeastern Association of Microbroadcasters that we started up back in the 90s, following, of course, starting up Free Radio Asheville, the ultimate non-commercial, anti-consumer middle finger to the corporate beasts out there. Started off up in Asheville and created this cool non-commercial low-power FM thing that has been blossoming ever since. Learn more about it. Go to furiousg.blogspot or wcomfm.org. Do what you got to do. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Want to just say thanks, of course, to our underwriters who make this show possible. Our anonymous, confidential underwriters. So thanks for that. And if you're listening, happy Tofurky Day. And for everyone else, hope you've stocked up. Go shop tomorrow. Go for a hike. Go check out some cool art. Experience a loved one. Do what you gotta do. Tell me all about it. I'll be back next time. I'm Furious!